If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Breeze, where's our friends at this morning?
They're here. They're ramped. They're ready. And they're excited for this Friday morning with us.
Obviously.
Which I believe goes without saying, but you know. Megan's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling great on this Friday because I have plans with my boyfriend this weekend who's been away for 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Doing what, Megan?
No glove.
Doing what?
No love.
Right.
I don't know why. I just always got to...
Always have to make it goes extremely there all the time. Weird. We do have a new intern in the studio, so I would love if he'd run to HR.
Let's introduce him. Jump on that mic. Big Joe live in the studio. Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Good, man.
So Joe is a college student from Brockport.
Yes. Yep. So our last intern, intern Zach.
He looks older than both of us combined.
That makes him feel good. Intern Zach, who we all love, was with us for a little while, and you work with Zach at the station in Brockport?
Yeah, I do. Zach's actually one of my best friends. We hang out on a regular basis.
Breezy and I just looked at each other like, what?
Wait, so
how's your boy doing?
Yeah.
Zach's doing great. Actually, he made sure to tell me to say hi to you guys this morning.
Oh, I love it. That's our boy.
Yeah. I have known Zach for many years. Met him when I went and spoke to the Brockport radio hall or whatever it is.
I think the reason why us and so many listeners love Zach is because he's been vulnerable on this show so many times.
Did you know about all of Zach's, I don't know, ventures and segments and bits that we've did with him over the years?
Not here.
Oh,
Wow. He's
he hasn't really
we should
talked
replay
a whole
them for,
lot.
For Joe.
Yeah, yeah, we will. He's a humble guy.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Joe.
He was the star of the show at one point, and then he had to go back to school, which is devastating for all of us and all of our content. But we have you now. We're very excited about that.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, man, and being part of the team. We look forward to working with you.
You want to share your vibes? What has you on your vibes this morning?
Good coffee.
Yeah.
Decent drive.
Yeah.
Not too jazzed about people riding my butt on the way in, but hey.
These things happen. At 5 a.m., that is extremely aggressive. And you're with the best show in the building, so.
That's true. Is that got you in your good vibes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Vibes are good this morning.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Vibes are absolutely sky high.
All right,
let's
who else
get
is here?
To some of our friends. Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven.
Hello.
Vibes are always up on a Friday. We love you guys so much. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for holding us down through the week.
No problem. Their vibes are always up. It's hard not to be when you're swimming in money.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, not you being filthy rich. You know why they're so rich? They share one car. We should share one car.
I'm okay.
You and I just sharing a little zip car together. Good
you,
morning.
You can take the car. I'll walk in.
No, literally. I mean, you live closer, so that would only make sense. Good morning, Amanda here. I did go to the gym last night, so I'm 4 for 4. Can we make it 5 for 5 for leg day? I don't know, Amanda.
Amanda.
Can we?
If there's one thing I know in life, especially as a personal trainer, you don't want to skip leg day.
Would love to see your credentials as a said personal trainer. Go to the gym and sit in the sauna, so not really sure what's happening there.
You don't want to skip leg day, you guys.
No, you don't. You don't want those toothpicks.
No, you don't.
As Black Bear once said.
You got to hold yourself up.
And good morning, Moose and Breezy.
Amy.
Feeling great on this Friday. No, Amber. Feeling great on this Friday because I'm taking a half day from work and taking my 2-year-old to Strong Museum of Play.
That's awesome. I love going
Amber
there.
From Gates.
Amber, have the best time. Take him up to the arcade. That's where I bring my little Oliver when we go for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We have the best time.
You also bring Oliver up top at the zip line inside the building. So Amber could be swinging from the ropes. We don't know. And Lily's here. Vibes are up. I got a test. Then I'm going out with my friends to celebrate Kai's birthday. I don't know who Kai is, but you guys absolutely send it.
Are the vibes up, Breezy? Tell us why.
Yeah, vibes are good. I mean, I went to Limoncello last night for dinner
at
East Rochester. Why did nobody tell me that East Rochester was like low-key kind of cute? They have like a main street and a water tower. Like, why did nobody tell me this? I thought East Rochester was just like
trash.
Ferrari pizza and like
that's it.
A couple tumbleweeds across Washington Street.
No. East Rochester has it going on. They got some really cool little shops there.
They have a plastic surgeon office on Main Street in East Rochester.
Yeah, that's where people are
right
going.
Right next to a CBD store. I'm like, you guys are really sending it here.
Yeah, go get a new nose.
Yes, right after you get your CBD gummies.
Let's get that rhinoplasty going, huh?
Literally me in 2022.
All right, the vibes are up. It's going to be 44 for the high today, you guys. Feeling pretty good. I think I'm going to be out on Park Ave tonight with some of the bachelors supporting the auction because they're going to be guest bartending.
Where are they bartending?
Red Dead Pecker.
Dead Red.
That's...
Sorry. People do it all the time.
It's
all right.
It's not the best name. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little confusing.
All right. So Dead Red
it's
Pecker.
It's like Girls in Nightmare.
Yeah. We're going to be at the Red Dead Pecker Bird.
Not the Red Dead.
And that's going to be from 6 to 9 o'clock tonight. But other than that, the vibes are up.
Good.
Big story of the day. The Ontario County Sheriff's Office says it seized a large amount of blank. And I'll tell you this right now, guys. Jeffrey Johnson is a lot of trouble. And if you know anything about Breezy and I, we do not reward...
bad behavior. We can't do it.
We've never done it. And the things that they found in this guy's car is enough to make Pablo Escobar a little jealous. We'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Canandaigua, New York. Let's get right into it. The Ontario.
How dare you throw dirt on my hometown name?
Not me. Ontario County Sheriff's Office says it seized a very, very large amount of cocaine, LSD, psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana, and other drugs after the arrest of a Canandaigua man. Oh, someone was ready to party.
Damn.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Officers arrested Jeffrey Johnson, 42, on Monday after pulling over his car while exiting the thruway in Manchester. Now, the sheriff's office said the arrest comes after a very long investigation into cocaine distribution around Canandaigua.
With so much drama in the LBC.
Wow, it's really gone downhill since I left.
Right. Yeah, that's why. Johnson is now charged with felony criminal possession of a controlled substance. After the arrest, law enforcement searched multiple locations on Monday night into the morning. Do you know what they found?
No.
A lot of cocaine. 9,108 tabs of LSD, 6 pounds of marijuana, 7 pounds of mushroom. Those psychedelics. A whole bunch of ketamine.
I was like, Portobello?
A whole bunch of ketamine, 92 ecstasy pills, and about $7,000 in cash. This guy was ready to party.
Wow.
Johnson
he wasn't
was
pulling any punches.
No, he was arraigned and remains in the Ontario County Jail on bail. On no bail. And deputies say the investigation remains active and additional arrests are possible. Anyone who wants to report illegal drug activity, because people are running to the phone to do that, please shoot him a call. 396-3784. Right. That's a lot of mushrooms. The
See,
psychedelics.
I'm like kind of shocked that this is happening in my hometown. But I mean, it could happen anywhere. So
are you really shocked though?
I've never heard of a massive drug bust in my hometown, no.
Oh yeah, this guy was definitely carrying. Just sitting pretty in the back of his Honda Civic. All right, coming up on the show, let's do this early this morning. You got something you need to get off your chest this Friday morning? We know you do. If so, why not just do it on the air?
Yeah,
send us
it.
All of your unpopular opinions and hot takes, 585-252-9800. There I Said It is coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
Let's get right into it this morning. You got something you need to get off your chest? Now would be the time to do it for There I Said It, because it's time to clear
the air, baby.
585-252-9800. Let's get right into Vince. Oh, look at this guy.
Hey!
Oh, God. My cousin Vinny.
Cured meats is horrendous, There I Said It. I hate the fact that I'm an Italian and the popular cuisine is ham, salami, or mortadella. There I Said It. Have a happy Friday, you guys.
Those are all the things that gave you high cholesterol.
You know, you have other options, Vince. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I love a good pepperoni.
I love a good piece of salami.
What's the other one?
You just put it on Italian.
Bruschetta? Bread. No.
Bruschetta?
No.
That's toasted.
Prosciutto.
You like the prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
Or the gabagool.
There we go.
So dumb. Gabagool. Like, all right, perfect.
I was like, this can't be healthy.
No.
Especially in mortadella, if you don't know what it is.
It's
like high-end bologna. There's chunks of pork fat in it, and a lot of people like to put pistachios in it.
What's the one with the olives in it?
That could be mortadella too. Sure,
people. I don't like bologna. Ugh.
Well, first of all, it's not the same.
No, it's the same.
No,
it's
bologna is like crushed mechanical chicken parts that's put into a glue and a paste, and then comes out. And they slice it.
I'm gonna be sick. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's go to the next person. Speakeasies are a dumb business model. There I said it. Why are you opening a business that only certain people can come to if they have a passcode and it's on a Tuesday? It makes no sense. We're not living in the Prohibition era anymore, so why are we acting as such? There I said it.
This city needs more speakeasies.
There's one in Fairport. And
it's
also
not a speakeasy.
What do you mean?
No, it's not a speech. It's not. What is it?
I don't even know the name of it. That's how private it is.
What's the entrance, though? Are you going through a
you
refrigerator?
Have to go through, like a library, up through an attic way. Yeah.
The city needs more of these speakeasies.
I don't think so.
They're the best.
Very exclusive.
Oh, they're so fun.
Mine for today is this. I truly believe that the Shrek franchise is one of the most underrated franchises and collection of movies probably ever. There I said it. DreamWorks really hit a number with that one. So much so that the Trek 5 trailer was just released yesterday. And I can't lie. I'm excited about it. It's funny. It's different. It's not from Disney. And I'm obsessed.
Shrek 5?
Shrek 5 is coming out.
Is it animated or real people?
No, it's animated.
Ah. All right.
Not you casting yourself for the role of Shrek.
The donkey. Let's go over to Dave. What's up, guys? Good morning. Bring back TV dinners. They were the greatest thing about watching TV. Plus, my wife can't cook, so this would help us all out. There, I said it.
Was it what? The kid cuisine where it came with the cosmic brownie?
Ugh, yes.
The best.
Oh, yes.
I saw a cosmic brownie yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to eat this. And then I looked at how many carbs, and it was like 700. I was like, I don't think I can.
Don't even get me started with Little Debbie's.
Oh,
those oatmeal cream pies. Let's go over to our intern, Joe. You got one for today, bud?
Yeah. My
sure does.
This is a tough one, but I think that burgers are better when they're not beef.
Oh.
Burgers are, what are you talking about? You're talking about like jackfruit?
Like a chicken patty? Oh my God.
No, I personally prescribe to venison and elk burgers.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Ben? I'm going to have to agree with you on that. Anything but the beef. You know what I mean? Yeah, I like that take.
Not the venison burgers. Honestly, here's the thing. I can't really taste the difference. Am I criminal for saying that?
No, I don't think a lot of people.
Every ground beef tastes the same to me.
Well, that's because
unless it's white or red.
Well, you cook all your beef in the microwave.
So no, I don't. You're disgusting.
Let's go to the phones.
For today?
Hold on a second. Let's get over to Mike. Are you there, buddy? No, Mike?
Of that.
Whatever.
All right, Mike is not here with us. What's yours for today?
Mine? People who leave their window shade up the entire flight. They're the worst type of people there. I said it. I can't stand
it. Yeah, like, what do you...
I can't stand it. Especially when the sun is beaming. And I'm like, why are you doing
this? Nothing's changing. Even if there was something changing, you can't do anything about it.
Who else is here? Let's go over to our friend Laura on this beautiful Friday morning. If you think it's okay to breastfeed in the middle of a Panera Bread, you're trash. There, I said it. Some women only do it for the attention, you guys. If that's not the case, then put a privacy sheet over you and your child. Because pulling your milk sacks out while I'm trying to eat a panini is not okay. Damn, Laura. What Panera?
Laura's definitely a girl's girl.
What Panera bread were you at?
No, you driving backwards there. This person says, if you're jaywalking right next to a sidewalk, you're lazy. There, I said it. And this person's really angry at Vince. Screw you, Vince. Okay.
Yeah. We like cured meats. And if Subway... sandwich shop. I'm not even going to say it. If Subway sandwich shop had more beautiful cured meats, oh, that place would be booming. There'd be lines out the door.
Their bread is like 100% sugar, so they like went to jail for it.
Hey, can I ask you what your first ingredient is? Oh, it's what's in every bread. Carnauba wax. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
98 PXY.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.